This is the Courage to Be the Difference podcast, and I'm your host, Sherry Ruskis, founder of the Victory Circles. And I'm also a business coach, author, speaker, mom, wife, sister, aunt, friend, let's see what else, cousin. And once upon a time, up until about 9 years ago, I was also a daughter. Today, I want to share with you a story about my final days with my mom, which I'm calling a mother's story. We all do things for one reason or another. Sometimes the reason finds us instead of us having to go seek out the reason. This story is a reason that found me in the most heartfelt and heartbreaking way. Moments in time that I will never forget. And I'm honored to share them with you here today on this podcast. For me, back in 2009, even my 50 years on the planet and nearly 30 years of small business ownership couldn't even begin to prepare me for what was about to happen in my life. The cards that life dealt to me at that time included my inherent knowing that I had to come to the aid of my mother in the last months of her life. She lived in Southern California, 1,500 miles from my home here in Colorado. I knew the moment I decided to go that I would always regret not going to be by her side if I allowed myself to get caught up in all that it would take to put my day-to-day life, and including my business, on hold. I knew that it would no doubt be a financial struggle, to be sure, and it would also be a struggle for my husband and children who were in their wild teens. And let me tell you, it was. I also knew that I would never have the opportunity again to be with my mom in this lifetime. I listened very carefully to my inner voices telling me to go and to be with her. Being one of 10 children, you got it right, one of 10, from a blended family, to have this kind of one-on-one time with my parents, my stepdad actually died a year after my mom, was one of the greatest gifts that I have ever given to myself, and I shall cherish it all the days of my life. One of the moments during my 6 weeks that I had this one-on-one time with my parents was a time that I spent with my mom that I will never forget. She was having one of her, what was becoming more frequent, visits to the hospital because of a high fever. I had taken up vigilance in staying by her side, even at the hospital, because at that point I wasn't leaving any of her care to chance. On the multi-day stays, I would run back to my parents' house, occasionally checking in on my stepdad, maybe grabbing a shower, some food, and any supplies we needed, and then get back to my mom just as quickly as I could at the hospital. Well, this night in particular, she asked me to read to her the fairy tale she had read to me so many times in my life. The book Nip and Tuck was the story of two fairies. My mother had given me her copy of the book, a book her mother had read to her as a little girl on the occasion of my 50th birthday the prior year. I knew how sick my mom was when she had given me the book because it was one of her sacred possessions. This book had given to me the love of fairies and the desire to always tap into my imagination for my entire life. I was so grateful I had thought to throw it into my suitcase before leaving home. So on this night in the hospital, I brought the book with me, and my mom asked me to read it to her. It took every ounce of self-control that I had inside of me not to let my tears, and really great sobs, in fact, be seen as I watched my mother laying there in the soft glow of the evening light. She looked so amazingly beautiful, her eyes gleaming as I read to her this story that she had read to me so often. Even as an adult, she read it to me during precious moments, such as when I was pregnant and about to give birth to my second child. As I shared the adventures of Nip and Tuck with my mother, she just kept smiling and squeezing my hand. At the end of the story, she looked deeply into my eyes and said to me, "You know, I am the luckiest woman in the world." Here was my sweet mom, dying of a combination of ovarian cancer and leukemia brought on by the chemo treatments, with only predicted weeks to live. Yet what she was feeling in this special moment that her and I were sharing together was the deep love and gratitude of her life through the antics of those two sweet little fairies that her and I mutually loved so much. They had in fact become a symbolism of our deep love for each other. There's something in the power of a story, and this is something the author of the book, Nip and Tuck, Muriel Mosgrip Mitchell, maybe never even imagined when she created these two powerful little fairies. Yet this is the power that stories can play out in our lives and in the lives of those with whom we share our stories. Perhaps not all stories are as dramatic as someone we love deeply getting ready to leave the planet. However, each of our stories matter. From the lessons we can share with those we care about, including our customers, those people who help provide our livelihood, to the children whose lives we each affect and change by the words we share with them. These stories of all varieties come from the heart. The stories that make up your, what we call in business, your brand, as we have come to know the pieces of marketing today, they don't have to be sterile. And this is where being courageous, as you share your stories, even something as personal as the story I'm sharing here today, becomes so important, not only in your personal life, but in your business life as well. I want to encourage you to be the warrior that will make the difference for people who need what you offer. You deserve to give this special gift that you're giving. You have it in you to do. For me, I vowed during those final days with my mom that I would dig deeper into my work as a business coach and a writer to begin to focus more on sharing with people how they could further allow the gratitude for their work to come through in the messages that they shared. Bottom line, I knew that I was about to change a lot of things in my life because of this. I made a vow to make a difference. And I hope with the stories that you share that you can make a difference as well. And that's really the point of this story today and what I wanted to share with you. And before I sign off, I want to share with you a poem written by my mom, whose name was Janine Landreau, that she wrote back in 1975. It's a poem she never showed anyone that I know of anyway, and we found among her papers after she had passed away. And here's what she had to write. "Do not take this moment lightly, for it's the most important moment of your life. It's all there is of the present. Live it to the fullest, for it will never come again. All that has gone before it is a memory, and all that will come after is only a hope or dream of future things. It is more than the beginning of tomorrow and the end of yesterday. Make it a great moment. It's your life right now, and you will never live it again." I hope you've enjoyed this heartfelt episode. And if so, please leave us a comment or a rating wherever you happen to be listening to it. And I really ask you to please be sure to pass this episode on to at least one person who you think needs to hear it. If we all can pass good messages on to each other, think about how much better the world will be. This is Sherry Ruskus of the Victory Circle signing off for this episode of The Courage to Be the Difference. Thanks for listening, and dig deep inside of yourself every day to find your courage and make each day the best day possible.